one better to go to than Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith. She's the national spokesperson for the National Police Association. Ms. Smith, how are you today?
Hey, thanks so much for having me on this unprecedented day.
I would say an exciting one, to say the least. So did I read that right, that every police officer is called to duty? That seems excessive, no?
Well, this truly is a historic event, albeit a huge waste of public resources. Here's the thing. You've got to protect a former president. You also have to deal with potential crowd control issues. You have to deal with the media. You have to deal with all sorts of things that are going to happen. I mean, what if, you know, potentially, let's say there's somebody who's looking to be famous and decides to, you know, try to get involved, to attack the president. You're going to have agitators, both paid agitators, people that are showing up because they're frustrated, people that are showing up because they're happy that Donald Trump is finally going to be arrested for something. So this is a huge, huge security undertaking for the NYPD, and of course, you know, you're going to have federal law enforcement involved, you're going to have county law enforcement involved, courthouse security involved. But here's the thing, for every resource expended for this spectacle, that's one more cop, one more resource that is not dealing with the violent crime in New York City, and that is what people need to be angry about.
That's definitely true. I'm just fascinated by the whole operation. So Trump Tower is 4 miles away, right? So Midtown and the courthouse, I think, is the lower Manhattan courthouse. So it's a 4 mile trip. So that's, I mean, you must have not only Secret Service involved, but also police down that entire route of New York City. Is that the expectation and standard that you would have for something like this?
Well, absolutely. And again, nobody's better at this than the NYPD, despite the fact that they're terribly shorthanded. But yes, you are going to have to protect the president. And I've been on these details. You know, most cops in any kind of urban area have been on some sort of presidential protectee detail. And it is going to be massive. And, you know, then you have the added issues of, I mean, the TV cameras are already up now, you know, so, you know, we've got this incredible media push. Everybody's looking for that picture. And then you have the crowd control issues. And that, you know, I can't stress that enough, because we are going to have protesters and revelers, and you could have people, you know, on both sides of the aisle, you know, getting into it, you know, from an anger standpoint, celebration standpoint. And the police have to deal with all of this to keep the president safe. But who's going to be primarily responsible for his safety? Of course, that's going to be the Secret Service. And this is something that they have never dealt with.
Okay, so I want to ask you about them. So I want to ask you, I'm always fascinated too about hierarchy is not the right word, but whoever has authority in moments like this when it's all coming together. You mentioned like courthouse security and obviously NYPD and Secret Service. So like, who has that control? And then the Secret Service, this has never happened. We've never had like a president in a courthouse. So is that very different than anything they've ever done? Or do you think that's a pretty, I mean, they've obviously protected him in lots of unique situations and many, many different types of situations. So will they have no problem here?
Well, we have a lot of faith in American law enforcement and certainly in the Secret Service. But, and again, this has been going on, of course, for weeks, you know, because for every room that the president goes in, There are certain things that have to happen in that room. You know, what kind of glass is in the room? That's why they don't have cameras, you know, video cameras and things like that, because you don't want to give up the president's position, per se, things like that. Every person in that room has got to be cleared by the Secret Service. So, again, is the Secret Service used to doing this? Yes, but in this type of situation, you know, they control the president's security. Who controls the courthouse, well, local officials, but they are compelled to work with federal officials. And this has never been an issue before, but now, you know, you've kind of got two different sides to this spectacle. And let's not forget that Alvin Bragg, the guy who is making all this happen, he's not doing this, I don't believe, for any sort of justice reason. He's doing this, unfortunately, to further his own career. You know, this is a guy that was installed by George Soros' organization, Color of Change. He ran on criminal justice reform, and crime has done nothing but skyrocket in New York while Alvin Bragg has been doing what? Trying to get Donald Trump. And again, that's what people need to be angry about.
Well, it's not just Alvin Bragg. This is the mayor of New York City yesterday.
This. Thinking about coming to our city tomorrow, our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger. We are the safest large city in America because we respect the rule of law in New York City. And although we have no specific threats, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is known to spread misinformation and hate speech, she stated she's coming to town. While you're in town, be on your best behavior. As always, we will not allow violence or vandalism of any kind. And if one is caught participating in any act of violence, they will be arrested and held accountable, no matter who you
are. What do you make of that, the mayor of New York City?
Well, and nobody loves the spotlight more than Eric Adams. I wish that the former mayor, de Blasio, would have been that strong in talking to Antifa and Black Lives Matter rioters during the 2020 and 2021 riots. But, you know, again, Eric Adams, he cannot help himself but to get involved in this. And, you know, frankly, he's been a bit of a disappointment for the NYPD and for America. And but he's going to make hay out of this, just like Alvin Bragg is. The criminal justice system should not be political. Joe Manchin actually said it really well. No one is above the law, but no one should be targeted by the law. And we should not be using the criminal justice system to make political hay on any side of the aisle. And that is exactly what we're seeing with those statements by, you know, Eric Adams and by what Alvin Bragg is doing. We have unprecedented violent crime in the city of New York and unprecedented violent crime around this country. And American law enforcement is trying our darndest to deal with it. But for every minute spent shutting down that courtroom, arraigning Donald Trump, and expending those police resources today for this unprecedented moment is another minute where people are not being protected in the city of New York, and people are not getting justice in the criminal justice system in Manhattan. People need to be frustrated by that.
Imagine, I haven't thought about this. Imagine if you just happen to have your own court case today in Venice. like you have a parking ticket, you gotta go, and you gotta like, oh, this, I'm really just going into the building I'm not here for any of this nonsense. How about the line, we're the safest large city in America because we respect the rule of law in New York City? You mentioned the cameras a moment ago. Was that part of the calculus? I haven't thought about that, of not allowing video cameras in the courtroom. The judge will allow some photographers for a few minutes before things start today at 2:15. But was that part of the reason you think the judge said no video cameras, was for security reasons?
I believe it was also for security reasons. There's also, it appears to be that this judge doesn't want the big spectacle that others seem to want. But from a security standpoint, you just can't have, you know, live video cameras, things like that. There's already going to be live video outside, and like you said, for the whole 4 mile route from Trump Tower to the courthouse. And that, again, is dangerous enough. You know, there's a lot of law enforcement resources being expended, but they're not unlimited. And, you know, Donald Trump is still a, he's a former president, and he is by statute afforded all the protections by the federal government and local government that a former president is afforded, and they have got to keep him safe.
Wow, how amazing. What do you make of the, what we're hearing, that he will not have a mugshot or be in handcuffs at all? And the thought is that handcuffs are because you think this person might be a flight risk or could attack people, but because the Secret Service is there, they don't think Donald Trump will run or attack anyone.
Yeah, I don't think Donald Trump is going to attack anyone. And the Secret Service must have their protectee be as agile as possible. I mean, I'll be, you know, I mean, to go back to Ronald Reagan when he got shot. You know, Ronald Reagan had to move, you know, when he got shot. And, of course, we were all remember, those of us old enough to remember, you know, the Secret Service tackling him, getting him into the beast. And so your protectee has to be able to move when you need him to move. And handcuffing him would be ridiculous. Again, with a mugshot, why do we take mugshots? So that we can identify people when they come to court, when they're in jail. Donald Trump is arguably the most famous man in the world right now. And nobody's going to miss who he is when he comes to court.
I think I've seen you before. Have you ever seen that, though? Have you ever seen someone, even on a white-collar crime, not be handcuffed or mugshotted?
I have actually seen, I come from Illinois. That's where I was a cop. We arrest our politicians on a regular basis on both sides. So have I seen that? Yeah, I actually have.
But Blagojevich, he got his mugshot, right? Blagojevich got mugshotted.
Oh, yeah, definitely he had a mugshot. You know, and I don't remember whether he was frog marched or not, you know, handcuffed.
Okay.
But again, this has never happened. We have never arrested a former president, especially, you know, when you look at these charges. Remember, these are state charges that they're trying to upgrade to felony federal charges. This is unprecedented. We don't do this in the United States of America. So a lot of what's happening with law enforcement and procedurally, we're doing it for the first time.
My last question for you is, everyone's made the point that we have an unjust system right now. And Mayor Adams talking about how, you know, if you're on your best behavior, don't break anything. Meanwhile, we have Black Lives Matter. Like, we all get that. But not only will the system not protect, you know, Trump supporters today or ever, we saw just recently New York City and Philadelphia, I'm sure other cities too, had these settlements with Black Lives Matter rioters who they arrested. And I think in New York City, they gave each one $21,000 or $26,000 per person who was arrested. The city gave them $26,000 as a, oops, sorry, we arrested you, our fault, because of some, what they say, heavy-handed police tactics. What do you know about that? What do you make of that?
Well, and it's not just in New York. Look at, you can go to Austin, Texas, for example, and see what's happening there. Again, they have a Soros-installed prosecutor in Travis County who is trying to put as many cops that were involved in the George Floyd riots into jail, indicting them, getting rid of them. And of course, this has happened in Seattle. It's happened in Portland. It's happened in Chicago. And it enrages and saddens American law enforcement, because the 2020 riots were incredibly violent, incredibly dangerous for American law enforcement. And so to start paying people because they're saying that they were wrong in those riots, when we all saw with our own eyes that there were, you know, over 200 violent riots around this country, including in New York, incredibly frustrating. And that is one of the 100 reasons why we have a shortage of American law enforcement officers in this country, including 4,000 short in the NYPD. And this is not going to help matters whatsoever.
Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, National Spokesperson for the National Police Association. Sergeant, thanks for your time. Appreciate you.